So this week has been a little bit better, I would say. Another week of understanding for me. I've learned a lot about myself as I did last week. So this week, what I learned is that I'm slowly but surely and scarily becoming like my dad. So I feel like a lot of people don't want to become their parents, or they see their parents as something they don't want to become, but I think I'm turning into my dad. And the aspect of my life that I'm becoming most like my dad is when it comes to spending money. So I notice this slowly, but if I'm at a drive-thru at Whataburger and the lady's asking me, oh, this is going to be an additional 50 cents, is that okay? And I say, no, it's not okay. Because 50 cents is not a lot of money, I get that. But an additional charge, like, what are you nickel and diming me for? Like, what is the purpose of that?
Barbecue sauce.
Yes, but I shouldn't have to pay for certain things. Like, condiments should be free. If I'm already paying for a meal that's relatively expensive, why am I gonna pay more money for something that should be free? Are they gonna charge me for water? The ice in my cup, that's additional 50 cents? Like, no, that's crazy.
Some places charge you for water.
Oh, well, that's wild. I don't know what places you go to that charge you for water.
All right.
But we're also joined by a guest this week. Our first guest is my dear friend Bianca.
Hello.
So we are talking about online dating in 2019. So that'll be our main topic for today. But before we get to that, our segment in the news. Nikki, what's been happening in the news?
So I was on Instagram and I saw something about Amanda Seales. So if you guys don't know Amanda Seales, she also has a podcast, but she is on the show Insecure, which is made by Issa Rae. I don't really like her character. She's too, like, prim and posh.
Oh, no, she's the bougie one.
Yes, okay. She's the bougie one of the group. But anyway, so apparently she lied about this guy who used to be in the NFL, and now he's a neurosurgeon. His name is Myron Roll. And she lied and said that he sexually harassed her and put his career in jeopardy.
Really?
Yes. So she was saying, oh, like, he was saying all this stuff to me, but apparently it was just that, like, he didn't want to pursue a relationship with her.
Okay, so because he didn't want to pursue a relationship with her, she lied on him and said that she was sexually
harassed by him.
Which is not true.
It's not so true. She went on to admit that she was lying.
Oh, really? So yeah. That's how this story came out?
Yeah,
so
because he's a doctor, so, like, if these things are coming out about him, like, it's gonna ruin his career. Mm-hmm. You know, he, like, went through NFL, then he went to med school, so he's gone through, like, a lot. And for her to just, like, come out and start lying about him, mm-hmm. because, like, I guess he wasn't into her, mm-hmm. I feel like that's wrong. I feel like in any situation, it's wrong to lie about stuff like that.
Well, what, like, did anything happen to him because of the accusations that she levied upon him?
I think that his career was on the line. Like, things started coming about, like, oh, maybe he'll lose his license or he won't be able to work at his whatever job that he has. So I don't think anything official happened, but there is a lot of stuff in the talks of happening.
So do you think that they're thinking of, like, firing her as, like, a cast member on the show? Because, honestly, her career is, like, on the come up. Like, I see commercials of her and her HBO special. I see her podcast that's flourishing. So I wonder what's going to be the repercussions of what she did.
I think that goes along with the whole canceling celebrities. Mm-hmm. Like, when people say, oh, this person's canceled. But then they come out with something new and everyone likes it. And then they forget that they canceled this person.
Yeah. Well, for me, when it comes to canceling, I think that, I guess, people use that term too often. But personally, if there's an artist that I enjoy, but they're doing things that I don't agree with, I feel like I have the right to not listen or not engage or put money into their pockets. So people like Kanye West, like, whenever he was saying all his controversial things, that really turned me off. And ever since then, I haven't cared about Kanye. I haven't given him streams. I haven't listened to his new album that came out. Like, I just don't care. But other people, they might not agree.
The minute it came out, people were like, oh my god, Kanye just dropped magic artistry.
Yeah.
He's a visionary. Like, people were acting like that.
I never see people listening to that album ever. I know it's like 8 songs or whatever. Like, I just don't care about him. But when it comes to canceling, I really do think that I really stick through canceling somebody.
I think it's like with boycotting.
Like the NFL? Like,
yeah,
look how many people were still watching the Super Bowl.
So it's like people say, oh, I'm going to boycott this company because of whatever. Like with Chick-fil-A. I know all y'all still eat at Chick-fil-A. Bianca had Chick-fil-A
this morning. Yeah, Bianca had Chick-fil-A this morning.
I had Chick-fil-A a couple days ago. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Personally, I don't like Chick-fil-A like that. Chick-fil-A will never be one of the top options that I want to eat. If I have options to choose from, it'll probably be one of the last options. Because for me, Chick-fil-A, all it is chicken and dry biscuits. Like,
I mean, that's like any chicken place. What about Popeyes?
No. Speaking of chicken places, Tumble 22. So if you guys aren't in Austin, I don't know if Tumble 22 is just an Austin chain.
I think
chain.
It's a local place.
It is the best, juiciest chicken I've ever had in my life. I posted a picture of my meal on Instagram. 9 people were responding to my message like, ooh, what is that? Delicious.
It's really good. You haven't been?
No, I haven't
It's
been.
So good. They have one on 6th Street, like West 6th Street, at this bar, Star Bar, and then they have one like Brunette. North.
Yeah.
Dang, we should have gone last night.
No, it's we should have. It was delicious.
So good. And they do like Nashville hot chicken, so you can get like different levels of hot. Mm-hmm. They have like wimpy hot, super hot, and then like fire in a hole or something.
I should have had the fire in a hole.
Fire in your hole.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah, my, as I'm like pooping that out. But I had the one that was 2 slots away from the one that's the spiciest, and so did my friend. And my friend happens to be of the Caucasian race. So I ate mine. I was like, I don't taste any spice. And then I look over at him. And
he's like sweating?
He's sweating. I was like, what are you sweating for? Like, our tongues are so different, and I don't know where it comes from. But anyway, to segue back into what we were saying, that sucks that she was lying on that dude.
What have you seen in the news?
I've seen R. Kelly.
Oh, what, I don't Bianca, know. Did you watch the interview?
No.
Okay, so to clue everybody in, R. Kelly, who has been, I think, levied with 10 counts of, like, sexual abuse charges, he was arrested and bailed out, and he sat down with Robin Roberts to do a, I guess, tell-all interview about, I guess he sat down with her.
It was not Robin Roberts.
Yeah, it was. You might have. It was Gail.
Was it?
It wasn't Robin Roberts.
Justin, what are you talking about?
I get them mixed up.
No.
Okay, it was Gail King. So they had a an interview, and I guess R. Kelly agreed to this interview in order to clear his name, but it did not go.
Let me tell y'all, he was acting a fool.
A whole fool.
Oh, God.
At first, the interview was calm. They were doing a regular question and answer, and the topic came up. Gail started asking him, why would these women come out and lie against you?
He was saying that everyone in the documentary was lying. Mm-hmm. He said he's never done anything illegal to women. He said everyone is a liar. He's there to clear his name. But then he got emotional. Got very emotional.
He got very emotional. And this whole situation, I don't know if y'all know, but there was a documentary a couple months ago that was released about R. Kelly. And it was his accusers telling their stories about how they met him, what they did when they were underage, and this really brought into light the stuff that R. Kelly has been getting away with for years. Because since I've been a little kid, I've always heard, like, weird stuff about R. Kelly and how he's a pedophile and likes young girls and stuff like this. So it's really confusing as to why now in 2019 all of this stuff is now coming into light. And personally, I think that the culture has shifted, like with the whole Harvey Weinstein thing and other people that have been brought to justice. People are tired of people getting away with doing these things.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell your story in these situations because you don't know who's going to believe you, if you're going to be judged by the people who are close to you. Mm-hmm. And especially on such a large scale, there are so many, like millions of people are going to know about it. So it's like, how are you also going to keep on living your personal life when people are mean? People, like, send death threats. People say awful things about people who are in the media. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know how I would deal with that. So, like, I can't imagine, like, being in such a vulnerable state and then, like, having to share the story and then the possible backlash that could come along with it.
I don't get it. For me, I think that he did not paint himself in a good light at all.
He didn't.
If your goal is to show that you're innocent, then
clearly
that's what we should
yourself.
See.
Be calm and, like, explain your point of view. Don't start standing up over a woman who's sitting there calmly. Like, she didn't do anything to you.
He's
she
being
wasn't
so
talking
defensive.
About you. He's being so defensive. His publicist had to come and calm him down. They were patting down his face with a towel.
He looked crazy.
He's sweating.
Yeah.
He's like, is this camera on me? Is this camera on me? You better listen. Blah, blah.
He was like, I did not do this.
And the lady Gail was like, Robert,
Robert, calm down.
Robert, let's have a conversation. He's like, he's just acting a fool.
But if I'm not a body language expert, but anybody that watches this interview can see that obviously, like, his body language is showing signs of guilt. Gail had asked him a straight question of, have you ever been with an underage girl? And before he even...
she said, have you? He said, no. I was like, what? You don't know what she was about to say. He said, no. No.
And what the part that bothered me is he started saying... Because R. Kelly, in, I think, 2005, he went on trial for some accusations and he got acquitted. So Robin had asked him...
Gail, my bad.
Gail had asked him, what did you think whenever that happened? He was like, well, I beat the case. So I don't know why y'all are trying to double jeopardize me.
So beat it or you were innocent?
Yeah, if you're innocent, I would never say I beat the case. Like, that means that you are guilty of something. You beat the system.
You got a really good lawyer who got you out of it based on some loophole or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
He's guilty, and I think that he's going to be going away for a long time. And the fact that he knows this is why he's unraveling like this. And it's just sad to see. So I'm glad that the women that he affected are finally getting some sort of justice. So hopefully everything works out.
Yeah. Dang, now I really want to see that documentary.
You should.
I haven't seen the documentary.
Was it on Lifetime? I don't know.
It came out either when I was in Nigeria or when I was about to leave for Nigeria. So, like, at that time, yeah. I had no internet in Nigeria. No. Let me tell y'all. Couldn't watch anything. People were talking about Bird Box, this and that. And I was like, I have no internet.
Yeah.
I didn't watch. And then when I came back, I guess I just never... picked back up on it.
Yeah, but it was like when you were gone, it was like a firestorm. It was all over Twitter.
Everything was happening. The government shutdown happened when I left. Mm-hmm. I was like, what is going on in this country?
Mute R. Kelly movement started. So this is where all this is stemming from. So I guess social media and social justice works sometimes. So it's good to see that it's working out.
So hot take of the week. What's your hot take?
My hot take is the term, is that okay? So if y'all are confused, I've been in several situations in my life where somebody has asked me, is that okay? So let's say I'm at a checkout line and I scan my item and they say, is that okay? Obviously, they know that whatever they just scanned and the price that is visualized on the screen is too expensive. And they ask me, is that okay? Why would you ask me that? I'd rather you just say, that's expensive. Are you sure you want that? And then I'd be like, no, I don't want that.
You can't be saying that. You've never had a real job, so you don't know. Like, people act a fool. You can't be saying,
No, I'll give you...
You can't be, like, abrasive about it.
I'll give you an example. So last weekend, I went to the mall, and Hollister, I don't shop at Hollister, but they were having a sale for $25 chinos.
You were shopping there.
No, I wasn't. I had been exposed. Don't try and expose me. I was walking throughout the mall, and I see this sign that says $25 chinos, and I was like, $25 for chinos, and there's no branding or anything on it. So I was like, nobody knows what brand this is, so why does it matter? So I went... And I saw the section of $25 chinos, and I picked one up that I liked, and that was my size, brought it to the checkout counter, and then the dude scanned it. And all of a sudden, I see, beep, and then $47.60 pops up on the monitor, and he goes, okay, your total is $47.85, is that okay? And I go, no, it's not okay. And I threw...
He would have said the same thing if your total was 25. Whatever.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he wouldn't. You've never had a job like that. No, he would have.
I never... Okay.
I've worked retail.
I have a job, and I've worked retail.
Not... You don't get paid for your job.
But still.
But no, like, I've worked at... Where did I work? I worked at a clothing store, and I've worked at, like, Michael's. And if someone doesn't... They're not sure of the price, maybe the sticker is wrong or something, they ask how much it is. If something's, like, $19.99... And they expect it to be like that. I say, is that okay? They say, yeah. If it's not, they say no.
No. Like, if something is like $10 or less, I would not ask somebody, is that okay? Or something is $25 or less. Obviously, that $25 is within a reasonable range. So I would never ask.
It depends on what it is.
Excuse me. Earlier you said 50 cents was too much.
Yeah. Exactly. Less than $25. That's $24.50
For something that should be free? Hell, clothes should be free. Like, 25 or 50 cents for something that should be free, a condiment of... No, that should definitely be free. I think I was in my right judgment to make a decision to not accept an additional charge.
To not accept an additional...
Yeah. I think that far too often in our lives, we put up with BS that we shouldn't be putting up with. And I think that us making a stand and voicing our frustrations, it's the first step in acknowledging
over
the wrongs.
50 cents.
It's not even like, it's like, that's like really hurting my pocketbook, but I don't like being nickel and dimed. Like, I think that's so messed up.
It's a business, man. Business.
Exactly, and I already paid an exorbitant amount of money for the
exorbitant?
Burger.
Exorbitant? Yeah. At Whataburger?
Yes, Whataburger.
Oh, Lord.
A burger is $5. At other places, a meal is $5.
Okay, that's quality over quantity. So
no, not necessarily. Because the way that Whataburger be crowded, the wait is not worth it.
Go somewhere else. No one's forcing you to go there.
It's so convenient. It's right across the street.
Go to In-N-Out.
No.
Okay, so you're choosing.
No, they call it In-N-Out because people be in and out of there. They walk in and they walk right out after they taste those nasty fries. Hell no.
Why don't you get your fries from Whataburger and your burger from
That's
In-N-Out?
Too much. That's too
They're
much.
Like next to each other.
No, whatever. Not the move.
Hmm. Bianca, do you have any hot takes of the week?
Hot take of the week? I mean, it's along the same lines as Justin's.
Okay.
Is that okay? It's the how are you?
Mm, yes, the small talk starter. I hate being asked, how are you? Or what's up? Nothing. Like, and that's the end of the conversation.
No.
Yeah. I'd rather just, like, pass by someone.
And just,
then,
like, smile and wave. Like,
exactly. Like, we have no time on our hands to be saying, how are you? And then expecting an honest response.
Yeah. No, it depends on the situation. For me, if somebody asks me, how am I? I'm going to answer honestly. I think a lot of times people just...
So if it's just, like, an acquaintance that you, like, know, but you're not super close to, you're going to, like, give a real full answer?
Yes, a real full answer doesn't have to be 5 minutes. If somebody asks me how I'm doing, I'd be like, I'm doing well. I could be doing better, but I'm hanging in there. And that's it. That's not a really long response. It gets my point across, and I'm still being honest at the same time. But I feel like a lot of people, they feel like they have to just say the regular thing. Oh, I'm good. Even though you're not good, you might be depressed, you might have failed an exam, but you say you're good when you're not.
Okay, so if you ask someone, hey, how are you, and said, you know what, like, I'm doing terrible, like, I just failed an exam, like, I'm about to go, like, binge eat, go, like, lay in bed and not come out for the next 2 days, what would you be looking at them like?
I mean,
you, like, didn't know them that well. Like, it wasn't me or Bianca. It was someone, like, that's in your little club and that you, like, know their name, and that's it.
Okay, I'd be like, dang, that sucks. Like, what's been going on? And then from there, maybe become more than an acquaintance.
What if
then,
you're trying to get from UTC to RLM in, like, 10 minutes?
That's fine. I can be like, oh, that sucks. Hopefully things get better. And then I move along.
That's the worst response.
That's the,
like,
worst.
Like, basically telling you that they're depressed.
I'm like, damn, no one cares. Like, let me go
I care.
Back.
I honestly, I'd be like, here's my number. If you ever want to talk, like, feel free. I'll respond. Like, don't feel like you don't have anybody to talk to. That's me personally, but not everybody is like me.
That's true.
I like the here's my number.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do that. That's something I would do. If you're having issues like that and you need somebody to talk to, I'll be that one person to talk that you can talk to, especially if I've met you in the past. I don't see what's the harm in that.
That's good.
That's valid.
Yeah, that's valid.
Your hot take is cold.
I see. Not hot.
All right, so let's get into our main topic. So today we're discussing dating in the online world. Why people do it? Are they successful? Do they work? What are the pros and cons of it? And what did you learn from online dating? So my first question for you guys, if I know y'all can't see Bianca and Nikki, but I would rate them out of 10 a 9. Bianca's personality takes her to a 10, and Nikki's personality, I will deduct 1 point from her.
I hate you.
But my first question for you guys, why are you guys single?
That's a hard question to, like, answer.
Be self-reflective.
I would say I'm too picky. But
yeah,
I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's just, like, speaking from experience and, like, knowing what I want from someone.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the second that they don't have one of those qualities that's, like, pretty important to me, then I'll kind of just, like, cross them off. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, for me also, I'm picky, but it's, like, I'd rather wait longer for someone who, like, has all these good qualities than to date someone that is trash. Because, like, a lot of people put up with trash relationships for, like, 2-3 years, and I could not be investing that much time in someone.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I just think we're at the point in our lives, like, 21 years old, we're all going to graduate school probably, and we don't have time to be wasting on someone. And, like, at this point, we're looking for someone to marry. And so...
Possibly marry.
Yeah. Possibly. Yeah. Like, there's also a lot of guys who just aren't serious about that at this age. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's a lot of, like, disconnect there. So
you would say that y'all are at a point in your life where no more playing. From now on, my relationships are more serious. Not that marriage, yeah. I'm looking at marriage at the first.
No, I feel like yeah. if you're dating someone, you should be able to see a long term with them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, obviously, on the first date, I'm not like,
oh, I want to get married. Exactly. Like, how many kids do you want? But, like, after a while, you have to start thinking about your future. Are you wasting time when you could be meeting someone else? And having, like, that future marriage with someone else? Mm-hmm. Or are you just going to, like, keep this fuckboy around for a year?
Interesting. I will say, Bianca, you said you had a list of things that a guy must have, and if he doesn't have this thing, you're done with him. So tell me some things or examples of things that are on that list.
I think the most important to me is if he has ambition. Mm-hmm. Yes. Obviously, you don't want to be dating someone that, at the end of the day, once he finishes his 4 years at UT, is just going to be sitting at his parents' house or being an entrepreneur.
When a guy has an entrepreneur in his bio, swipe left.
So that's a red flag if you see entrepreneur.
No, that's awful.
You know, this person could be the next Bill Gates.
He's probably a drug
dealer. Okay. The, like, probability of someone that's an entrepreneur blowing up and being successful is so low.
If they were really, like, a successful entrepreneur, they wouldn't put that in their bio.
That's true. You don't really, like, brag on being an entrepreneur.
Like, if you have your business, you have it, and maybe advertise on other things. But on Tinder, what are you putting entrepreneur for if you have an actual business? There's no reason.
Oh, my goodness. So, they have to be driven.
Yes. Okay, so ambitious. I would say the second thing is religion. Mm. Like, they have to align with me just because once you start having a family and stuff, like, those decisions are extremely heavily weighed on the same, like, value system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, if you have differing views, how do you raise your kids? Do you raise your kids how you want to or how your husband wants to? And it's like, those are your kids. They're going to be with you for your entire life. Mm-hmm. So are you okay with them having different views than you? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's very important.
Yeah, it definitely puts, like, a complication into your relationship.
Yeah.
And then another thing is humor.
Humor, so they have to be funny.
Yeah, if you can't make me laugh, there's something wrong. I don't know. And then, of course, attractiveness.
Okay.
I recently, I guess, got a little crush on someone.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Okay. And, like, we're super close, like...
Trouble.
Yeah, trouble.
Trouble's looming.
But the problem was that I just can't see past the fact that he's, like, not that I have a type, but he's just, like, not attractive.
Oh, interesting.
At least to me, so...
Have you been in that situation where everything about a guy is perfect, but you can't get past the fact that he's ugly? to put it bluntly.
Have I? No. I feel like I think I told you this. Like, I can't date someone who's looking like a model because I feel like those type of guys have way too big egos.
I will say that any attractive person, minus y'all, that is attractive and knows that they're attractive, they have a terrible personality. I don't know why that correlation is such, like, the more attractive you are, the douchier, jerkier.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely see that trend, too.
So, but like, I definitely have to be attracted to the person that I'm with. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I feel like also, if you are friends sometimes, that attraction kind of builds.
Yes.
But, like, if they're, like, ugly, then sometimes there's no way around it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely tried because I was like, okay, Bianca, like, this guy literally has everything
that you want.
Like, why can't you see past this? But and then I just saw myself, like, still looking around for other people. And so I just know that if I get into a relationship with that person, it just won't be right to them for me to still be seeking out someone else that's more attractive.
And I think that's fair. I don't think that's petty, or I think it's a fair consideration to want somebody that's attractive.
Yeah, because if you're gonna be around this person, like
that's very important. You know what I mean?
Very, very important.
Yeah. Like, I want to be able to, like, sit next to you and, like, have, like, in public and have to resist the urge to, like, kiss you because you're so damn cute.
I'm not trying to be like, I feel like this is bad, but, like, you don't want to be embarrassed of the person that you're with. You don't want to be thinking about what other people are thinking.
Because I know for y'all, if you're with somebody that's average or below average looking, they'll say that the guy reached to get you and you settled for the dude.
I'm not trying to settle.
Yeah, y'all need to be reaching. People need to be reaching for y'all.
Yeah, I mean, I always stick with, like, what Justin told me a while ago was, he's like, you're a reach that's reaching for a reach.
Exactly. And look, like, at it that way.
Ever since then, I've been, like, shook. I'm like, damn, you're right.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So, oh, go ahead.
No, I mean, it's just, like, dangerous. Because, like you said, people who are cute usually don't have great personalities, mm-hmm. so.
There are some outliers, but for the most part.
There are, but for the most part.
So, dating apps. So, what dating apps are y'all on?
I am currently on Tinder. I tried out Bumble, but honestly, I don't like messaging people first that much.
So. I had downloaded Tinder, and after about, like, probably 200 swipes, I was like, damn, this pool is not cute.
Really?
Yeah, and so then...
Sometimes it's really not it, because I think I told you, like, I used to delete, like, get the app, delete it, because I was like, there's nothing on here, and then, like, a few months later, I'd get it again. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's just not
interesting.
It.
Well, I feel like if you have a type that you're looking for, it might be harder to find exactly what you're looking for. Because I don't know if you can see height and stuff unless people put that in their bio. But I know for y'all are taller than average girls. So is a stipulation that the guy has to be taller than you?
I would very much like that. Let me just say that. Because I feel like, okay, there are a lot of girls who are much shorter, like 5'1", 5'2", but I'm not that, okay? I'm 5'7", so I feel like I have less to work with. When you're 5'2", like a guy who's 5'7", that's fine, but me, I'm 5'7". Like, if I put on these little heels, I'm about to be towering over
you. Don't wear heels then.
Why? So I should stop wearing heels because this man is short?
No, just don't wear heels when y'all are together. You can wear flats. What you can wear flip-flops.
So I'm supposed... Okay, that's the thing. I'm dating for something in the future. So if we get married, I'm just never... Like, on our wedding day, I'm not going to wear heels?
I don't know what they wear underneath those dresses, to be honest.
Whatever they want.
Okay, you don't have to wear heels. Wear flip-flops.
I want to. That's the thing. I want to wear heels, okay? So, like, me being like, oh, I'm never going to wear heels again because this guy is the same height as me, that's not going to work for me. Or even if I wear, like, little booties that have a heel on them. No, I'm not going to change my life because this guy's short.
Bianca, you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but I would definitely still consider someone who's 5'7 or 5'6.
I feel like I would consider someone who's, like, my height, but it wouldn't be like, oh, wow, like, oh my gosh, he's 5'7". If I see someone tall, I'm like... Okay.
Yeah, it definitely like boosts them.
I told you. If a guy's okay, but he's tall, that adds points.
Okay, Bianca, that guy that you said has everything, but he's not that cute to you. How tall is he?
He's about my height.
So like, it's not adding anything.
So with heels on, I would be taller.
Okay, is that okay?
That would be fine with me.
That's like okay,
because like on a typical
like...
day, like we're walking through the street, like we're the same height, but. I mean, going out, it wouldn't bother me that much. But if he's, like, 5'5", like, I'm sorry.
It gets dicey after 5'6".
I feel so bad. Honestly, y'all can get from this podcast that I'm not short, but all the short guys out there that have great personalities and have everything that a girl would want, but they don't have the height requirement.
It also has to deal with attraction. I'm just not attracted to short guys.
I mean, that's actually really
I get it.
Like,
okay.
It falls under the category of attraction.
I understand now. It makes sense. Y'all are operating with the assumption that the taller you are, the bigger the...
No!
It makes sense now.
No,
I get it. I get
you're
it.
You're annoying. No,
I literally
cannot
remember the last time I thought of size.
No.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't think, oh my gosh, he's 6'4". I wonder.
Yeah. No. I only start thinking about the I wonder if we've gone on like
a lot
two or three dates.
Like, I'm not thinking about that when I meet a guy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some people think about it.
No, some people do think about it, but like, see, there's this guy I was talking to for a little bit, and he was, like, 6'4", but he wasn't, like, the most attractive person. Not he wasn't ugly, but he was 6'4".
Oh, my God.
And I was, like...
Those couple points, like...
Like, if I had to get on my tiptoes to hug you, like, I'm about that.
So, for, like, let's use Tinder for an example. What are some do's and don'ts for Tinder when you are looking for somebody? Like, when it comes to their bio, their profile picture...
Profile picture, I'm not just trying to see your abs. I need to see your face. That's a big one. Why are you posting your abs?
I definitely think you should, like... I hate whenever guys have a picture with their friends.
Yes.
I'm like, why are you hiding?
Which one are you?
I'm like, why are you hiding? Like,
don't
make me
guess. And then you keep swiping, and they're the ugly one.
It's always that. It's always that.
Because they want to make you wonder. So maybe if you only look at the first one, you're like, oh, he's probably that one. He might be cute. But then you keep looking at the pictures, and he is not the cute one.
Which, I don't know why you would do that. Because eventually, like, what if you guys match, and you guys match based... Like, I just swiped on you because of the first picture. once we match, I'm going to go through and look at your profile.
Yeah, and then that's when I go and unmatch.
Exactly. I'm like, you're just wasting both of our times. Like, I just got your hopes up, and now I unmatched with you.
Okay, so a don't would be do not have a group picture as your profile picture on Tinder.
Exactly.
Okay. No, I need to know who you are, not who your friends are.
So yeah. What is a do when it comes to profile pictures?
I had a Bumble for a little bit. I would say be direct about, like, what you want, because a lot of people put, I don't know right now. And that's fine. Like, no one knows exactly what they want at all times. But now you're leaving me guessing, and I'm like, am I wasting my time looking for a relationship with this person when all they want to do is fuck?
Right. And I will say that if I see, and what was it? I'm not sure right now.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
I think that's a red flag.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's like, I don't know.
Like, it's like, make up your mind.
No, yeah, like, people put, like, not looking for hookups or not looking for something serious. Like, I feel like that's better than
I mean, you're already on the app. Might as well, like, show what you want.
Right. So, for, let's say a guy has a perfect Tinder profile picture. Do y'all look at the bio?
Yes.
Yeah. I usually look at the bio after I've swiped on them.
Really?
Yeah. So is the swipe all about the looks? Because some people look at the picture, look at the bio.
Maybe it's like what they're doing in the picture. Like, sometimes people have pictures if they traveled somewhere. Like, that looks cool. But, like, sometimes people's bios don't really tell you anything. Mm. Like, it might just be a joke, or it might just be, like, height, where they go to school, what they do. Like, it doesn't really tell you much sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been a situation where you saw something in a bio and you're like, nope, swiping right or swiping left?
Yes.
What did you see? Do you remember what you saw?
I don't even know.
Mine is, like, because my method of going about swiping on someone is, first, obviously, look at the pictures. Are they cute? If they're not, like, that's automatic. Yeah. But, like, if you're cute, then I go look at your bio and I'm like, okay, do you, like, match up with, like, religion? Like, are you tall enough? Like,
hashtag MAGA.
Yeah. Are we both looking for the same things? And then if you have, like, little quotes and stuff, I look to see if you're, like, cocky. If you're cocky,
Yeah, I like mm-hmm. the music. I like that Tinder has a whole music thing now, because I look at the music and I'm like, like, what do you listen to? Because I'm not about country.
I told Bianca this last night.
If that's your little top song, then I'm sorry.
No, you can be perfect, but if I see Taylor Swift swiping left,
Justin and I talked about last night. I'm like, if I can't have a car ride with you because we don't like the same music, I'm sorry. Oh,
no, and I think somebody that likes Taylor Swift is a red flag. Like, no. You don't have taste in music. You don't have taste an artist, so it's not gonna work.
I was driving back to Austin with one of my friends who also lived where I live, and she, like, only listens to country music. Oh, that was the worst ride of my life.
No, I mean, I'm honestly warming up to country a little bit. Kacey Musgraves, that album is, like, making me, like, be like, okay, country is, it's not bad. But for me, country, every time I listen to it, I feel like a noose is being tightened against my neck. Like, I'm like, this is just not my type of music.
You are so dramatic.
Ooh, also, if they have guns in their picture, that's a no for me.
I haven't seen that yet. That's weird, though.
Like, guys, like, hunting?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, camo?
They have, like, the big old guns. Not, like gang guns. Big old hunting guns. Like, holding a deer or something. That's a no for me.
Yeah, that's just some, no.
That's some yeehaw kind of stuff.
So, what about the ones where the dude is holding up a bloody dead animal in the picture?
No!
That's the same thing,
If you're hunting, why? No. No, thank you. Mm-mm.
Okay, so when it comes to actually messaging the person, you both swiped right on each other. Depending on who messages first, what are the best and worst pickup lines that you've received?
I think it's good when you say something that, like, has to do with what someone put in the bio or their pictures, something that shows that you looked and you're interested. I don't like when I just get, hey, hey, hey.
Is that the worst?
Not the worst.
Okay, will you respond to a hey?
Yeah,
I'll respond.
Hey.
Yeah.
I, like, had a Bumble, though, so I was always making the first moves. Mm. And I, like, would respond to something on their profile. So
yeah, if I message someone first, I'm not just going to say hey.
Yeah.
Because I don't like that.
I'm, like I said, I like humor. So if you don't have any quotes or anything in your bio, then I look at what you're wearing. Mm-hmm. And then I'll, like, comment on that. I'll be like, okay, like, I see your fit. That's cute.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, just something to get the conversation started.
Yeah, and then it, like, lightens the mood. And I hate, so I always enter with something funny. So if you respond to me with, like, oh, like, you're so gorgeous. I'm like, okay. Like,
yes, I like, hate that.
Wait, what's wrong with that?
Okay, because you already swiped on me. You know, like, I know that you think I'm attractive. Like, that shouldn't just be your first conversation topic. Like, if you're trying to have a conversation, you shouldn't be like, oh my gosh, you're so pretty. Like, okay, like, I figure that you think that, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I just think it's, like, trying too hard. Like, let's just have a conversation. Like, we both think we're attractive. Like,
that's already known because you both swiped right. So it's like you both know that you think you're attractive. So there's no...
Honestly, Tinder is a good app. The first method is attraction. You swipe right, both of y'all, and you're both attracted. Next step is actually talking to the person.
Yeah.
So next is communication. So it tests your looks, then it tests your communication skills. Yeah. And then after that, it's whatever.
Exactly. I don't know. I like to... I hate the what are you doing conversations.
WYD.
Yeah, and I also hate the, like, one-sided. I always find myself, like, being the one to ask questions and stuff, and I'm like, I hate feeling as though I'm, like, pulling things.
Yeah,
out of
me. Yeah.
You know? Like, definitely you should contribute. Like, ask a question or two. Like, don't give short-ended
responses.
Get to know
me, you know?
Exactly.
Like, from there, because you can tell when the conversation is going north or when it's, like, headed south. Because if they don't have anything to add, it's like, okay, what is this your personality?
Yeah, because, I mean, I've been on dates where I literally am the one, like, holding up the conversation. And so if that's how it starts in the messages, I know that's how it's going to be. And that's super unattractive. And so I'll just unmatch with you.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's important if you are, like, serious about the dating app to, like, go on a date quickly. To, like, get it out there, see how you are in person, because I feel like it's easier to see how a person is in person, their personality, I don't know, maybe they're, I guess you can also see what they're looking for, like, the way they act on a date is important.
I totally agree with that, yeah. I'd rather just, like, skip the small talk and, like, the, oh, like, what are you studying? Like, let's just do that in person.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so much better in person.
So how often, like, how many days or hours does it take for y'all to, like, initiate the first date?
It depends.
I, even though it's Bumble, like, I wait for a guy to initiate it. I don't know. Oh, wait, but there was this one time. Okay, so I swiped on this guy, and, like, we matched, but it was December, and I was about to leave for break to Houston. Oh, no, I was traveling and stuff, so I knew I wasn't going to be in town. So I was like, okay, once I get back, I'm going to message this guy and be like, okay, we should hang out. Messaged him, obviously we never hung out, sad. But I mean, like, that was the one time that I did, like, try to initiate combo.
And you've been burnt and never again.
No, it's not that, but, like, that was an extreme. Like, this man was so perfect, but
so what happened to him?
I just
sometimes,
like,
they're too perfect.
Yeah, I know. I just perfect. Like, unmatched, because I was like, I can't keep seeing this man, like, he's too cute.
I will
I'm
say
be sad.
Do you think when it comes to looks, what you're looking for is unattainable? Like, hard? Would you say it's hard to be both attractive and then have a good personality and everything, like, the full package?
No, because I don't think I'm necessarily attracted to, like, the supermodel type. Like, I feel like I find a lot of people attractive, so I feel like it's very possible to have a good personality along with, like, being attractive to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I definitely have, like, more picky standards, but I still have met people that are cool while doing that. So I know it's possible.
Have y'all ever been catfished on a dating app?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I have not. I think I'm too picky about going on dates, too. If, like, something seems off in the conversation, I'm like, no.
Really? Well, this is what I was telling you guys earlier. Like, okay, so background. Justin texts with periods. And, like,
exposing me right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But that, every time I see a period in a text, I just feel, like, attacked. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I do. And so this one guy I matched for, like, the 1 week that I had Tinder, he would always text with periods. But he was super driven and stuff. So I was like, okay, like,
maybe that's his thing.
Yeah, maybe that's his thing. Like, he's just very proper. And in person, he might be better. And so we went on a date, and, like, this man straight up catfished me. Like,
whoa.
He was, okay, it wasn't, like, that bad, but obviously he had, like, pictures from a year or two ago on his profile.
And that's not how he looked anymore.
Exactly, and now he, like, not to be rude, but he, like, put on a couple pounds, like, he
that
is just, like,
frat beer,
I was just immediately, you know, like, called off, and I was like, okay, as soon as I saw him walk up, I'm like, fuck. I'm trying
and you
to
had
save
to,
this date.
Who paid?
He did.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect. That's crazy. Okay, so this is a warning. Everybody out there, if your profile picture is more than a year old, you need to change that.
You need to update it because people change, especially when they come to college because people start eating more.
Yeah, people got fat.
Yes, I remember like seeing people from my high school, like even like the after the first semester, after the first year, like people gain a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm losing weight, so.
I'm gaining fat.
We don't see it. We don't see it.
But, like, guys, like, I could tell it a lot. I guess they're, like, super fit in high school, did whatever sports. Athletics. And then they came to college and didn't do any of that, started drinking a lot. And
but even from semester to semester, like, you should still update your picture.
Yeah, you should.
Because a lot can happen in the semester. I'll tell you.
I need to know how you look now.
Yes. But speaking of looks, y'all mentioned height. But when it comes to body type, do you think that you have a type? Can a guy be a little bit thicker and...
Thicker?
Can he be thicker and still, like, have a chance? Like, is it only the abs and pecs and traps and...
Not that you...
Because like, not everybody
you don't
looks
need,
like
you
that.
You don't need to have abs. Honestly, like, you don't need to have that. I don't have that, so, like...
Yeah, no. I definitely, like, used to be that way. Super superficial a little. But now, I mean, I like this guy in my class, and he's, like... this girl described him as a bear.
Okay, like, so hairy. Like,
no, not
hairy. No.
Yes, that's what, do you know what the term bear
means?
Teddy
bear that you could cuddle.
No, yeah. You need
not hairy.
You got to choose your words wisely because bear.
Oh yes,
bear
you
means something else.
One of my friends actually showed me on Grindr like the different categories of guys. I was like, this is wild.
Yes. Do you know what the term bear means? No. I'm about to tell you what.
Hairy
I'm
man.
About to read you the
a
whole
hairy man.
Ass urban ass dictionary.
That app is disgusting. And then whatever else sex categories there are on that app.
Wait, what do you mean by cat? Like people put themselves in categories?
Yeah, like there's discreet,
bear,
twink, bear,
like jockers,
jock. It's very so strange.
Oh, so you just like tell people your personality type?
It's not your
personality. It's not a personality. It's like there's different types. There's. Do you know what a twink is?
No.
A twink is
it's
basically
like
a dude that's like has no hair, is like perfect skin, and yeah.
Oh my gosh,
like a Ken doll.
Basically. Okay, so Urban Dictionary says, bear. A term used by gay men to describe a husky, large man with a lot of body hair.
No, that is not this guy.
Okay.
Not a bear.
Yeah, I would. No.
I was thinking like cuddly, you know?
Yeah, he's
like,
just like he, I know he used to be fit because I've low-key saw this man at the gym before.
Okay.
But, I mean, now he's like, he's just like filled out a little bit, but he's not like hairy or like obese or anything.
Yeah, see, like, you don't need to have abs, but also you can't be like obese.
Obese. Yes. Well, of course, obese is like,
some
really
people don't
big.
Take care of themselves.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
But he can be thick.
He can be thick.
He can be a little thick. Not too thick. But
yeah, not
thick.
Too thick. Yeah. But, like, dad bod is fun.
Yeah.
So, would you say that date that you went on was the first time somebody looked different in person versus their profile picture?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't gone on very many dates off of dating apps. I think I've gone
me
on, like,
either.
Two or three. Oh, wait.
Actually,
no.
I've gone on, like, five.
There
six.
Was this other one that I matched on Bumble. I mean, he didn't look super different, but, like, definitely wasn't what I was expecting. Like, he had... Okay, so he graduated, like, 2 years ago, and, of course, he had a picture from whenever he was in college.
Okay.
So, you know, this man put on a little bit of weight, which is fine, but, like, I don't know. I was just expecting something different.
It's just a little shocking when you, like, see someone in person and it's not what you expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have
people take good pictures, I'll tell you that.
Yes,
and I'll count myself in that.
No, this hasn't happened with me with a guy, but I was telling you that girl yesterday, I was showing you her pictures on Instagram. It's like, this girl does not look like this in person. I had a class, like, I've known her for a couple years, but I had a class with her last semester, so I saw her, like, every day. She does not look like her pictures. I was like, you're a catfish.
Yeah, there's honestly a lot of catfish.
I don't know, I feel like people can say that about me, too.
She looks very different in her pictures.
Well, the way you can edit pictures these days, like, you
can
make... I
can
look
do a lot.
Good. You can turn a cockroach to a prince, like... Yeah, like...
And Justin's a cockroach.
No, I'm not a cockroach. Okay,
he's
actually...
about himself.
I would like to know.
No, I'm kidding.
So, if y'all didn't know me, what would you rate me? I told y'all that y'all are nines. Nikki's personality makes her -1 from 9. But other than that... She's giving me a stare. What would y'all rate me?
A 3.
No.
No? What do you mean no?
Bianca is gonna lie, but tell me what
Stop.
You think.
Justin is easily like an 8.5, 9.
Oh, wow.
And then, like,
he's boosting you.
No, he really
No, she's including personality.
Okay, so you have a really good personality. Let me tell you that. You really do.
He also has really good style.
You do.
No,
your style
it's evolved.
It's,
It has evolved.
It really has. I've Justin's known this man like for 2 years now. Bougie now.
Yeah.
About his clothing.
This man is always posting like fire pics on Instagram. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Got a reflective jacket now.
My God. Yeah. Hmm. All about it.
I would say like a 7.5.
On looks or with including personality?
Everything.
He's like also gotten fit now.
I've been fit.
No, but like
Justin's arms look like he's on steroids.
I've been fit. Show what are you talking about?
Like you can see all. Like, look at these
this
veins.
This man is vascular as fuck.
I'm like.
Are you on steroids? Like that looks crazy.
Like he's always been fit, but now look he's like that. Way more.
Tight. Yeah, I have been hitting the gym more. I feel
that,
like
that look. I don't honestly. Like, I don't know if I even like that on a guy. Like
I mean, all of these things add up for sure. So
yeah, some points here, some points there. Well, I might not get the points sprinkle. For being over 6 foot. Maybe and that's then, a deduction. But
and then he looks cute in glasses. Like,
yeah, yeah, that's why I posted a picture without my glasses, and it didn't get any. Like 8 hours later, I had 77 likes. I was like, this is embarrassing. And then one of my friends was like, you should delete it.
What? Really?
Yes. My friend Leanne, that's she's like, mean. You should delete that.
Yeah. I was like, you look different without your glasses. But like, also my little sister has glasses and I think she looks better with glasses, but she's only had them for a couple years. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, when she got glasses, I was like, you look so good. I don't know. Damn. It just does it for people.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of style, one of my friends told me that whenever she was dating this dude, he didn't dress very well, but he
had to elevate his
style.
He had
everything else. Do you think it's possible to elevate your person's style?
Yes.
Oh, for sure. I did that with my ex. Mm-hmm. He always used to wear like athletic clothes, which I do every day. Not judging anymore, but like we elevated.
Sometimes you should know how to like dress nice. Mm-hmm. Some guys just don't.
So
I mean, also girls.
But. Yeah, that's true. So if a guy doesn't know how to dress, like, is that a turnoff? Like, if you met him on the first day and he was wearing some Crocs and some.
Crocs?
I don't know what they wear, but
I don't think he'd be canceled.
Though. I don't think he'd be canceled because that can easily. That's like
that's fixable.
That's very easily like fixable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that wouldn't be an automatic no.
What? So what? You said that like pictures, if they have hunting and guns in their pictures, that's an automatic swipe left.
If they're smoking.
Yeah, no, oh yeah, that was an immediate swipe left. Immediate like, if you were lifts. Cute and everything, you're but then I saw always smoking, like, socially or, like, habitual and stuff, and I was like, uh-uh.
No, that's a lot.
Even socially, like, I can't go out with
like,
you,
why,
and then
but
you
but why is that the picture like, that you're survive. Posting?
Did you hear me on? She said that I can't go out with you if you need a smoke and you need a cigar.
No, like, I that's so like, crazy. No,
oh, people smoke cigars like
yes,
that.
Yes, frat daddies like, do it all the time.
Oh, that's so gross. That like to me, I think I was walking on campus the other day. It was like 30 degrees and people were sitting outside in the cold smoking. Like mm-mm. I can't even imagine. I don't know.
Yeah,
because it's an addiction. You have to smoke. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I can't be with someone who like has to do that.
And then if you do it socially, like that can easily turn into like an everyday.
Yeah, because you know it's addictive. You know it, so you're like purposely like doing something that you know could like turn really bad.
What are y'all's thoughts on vaping? It's not a cigarette,
oh,
and it's not
no.
a cigar. You would not date a vapor.
No,
left.
But you can change him the same way you can change his style.
It has nicotine in it.
No, sir.
No.
No.
You can. Really?
No.
So you? Because no. I had a roommate.
If you vape,
nope,
if you
nope.
jewel, if you smoke, if you
whatever it
whatever.
Is, if you have if, whatever coming out your mouth, no.
Like I'm not gonna judge you, but no.
I'm not trying to date you.
And then also, like I would say, weed too.
I don't personally. I don't mind people that smoke, but if you're posting that
I
on your profile,
like, yeah. If you're posting your profile, it depends on how like frequent it is.
It
yeah,
has to be pretty frequent.
That you do if you... every yeah. If you're posting on your profile, you do
no,
it.
That,
every
I think
day.
That's a turn off.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind if you do it like socially, like once a month and stuff, like weed. Yeah.
Once
but...
a month.
Whatever. Socially,
I mean,
like,
just,
okay.
like, yeah,
if
yeah,
you
socially.
Do it every single day,
no,
no.
that's just really nasty. No. Honestly,
mm-mm. Do you have any horror stories from dates?
Horror stories?
Like dates that went
okay, it doesn't
left
have to or... be like horror
yeah.
horror, but just bad dates.
I'm trying to think.
Okay.
So going into this, okay, so at UT we have Texas OU weekend where we go to Dallas. And so going into this, I got asked by this guy. I knew that I wasn't attracted to him, but I still decided to go anyways, because why
free
not
ticket.
Get... Exactly.
Like, I've heard how much people pay for those
It's a
dates.
Big deal.
Yeah,
like,
no. They drop, like, $500
oh,
on
no.
their dates. Yeah, easily. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna go. Like, I like the group that we're going with and everything. Like, it'll be a good time anyways. So, going into it, girls have to buy... the guy's alcohol. They have to like prepare the cooler and everything. We have to paint this cooler with like
wow.
super cute stuff, right? I'm like, I don't even care about this guy that much, but I'm going to do it anyways, right?
Be a good sport.
Yeah, exactly. I actually texted him. I was like, do you want this cooler, like, designed? Because he was a senior. I was like, he's gone through 3 years of this. A lot of the times, guys, like, stop wanting the cooler mm-hmm. decoration and everything, yeah. and they literally just want alcohol. So I was like, this man is already, like, a fourth year. Hopefully he says no.
He said yes.
Of course he says yes.
Great.
I have no artistic ability, so I, like...
I've seen some of those coolers. People go all out.
No, yeah. No, my cooler, I wish I could show you guys pictures, but I got two of my art, like, major friends to paint it. They didn't charge me anything, thank God, but a lot of people pay people to, like, do this stuff.
People get, like, Yeti coolers.
Yeah,
God.
It's so expensive.
It's so extra. So I do that, right? I, like, go out of my way and, like, find people to do this for me, and then I text him what kind of alcohol he wants. He, like, tells me the two names. I forgot at this point. This
vodka?
Was like a year ago.
Yeah.
It was like tequila and something else. And so I'm not 21 at the time, so I have to get like my older friend to go get it for me. And so I sent him a text after I got it and after he told me what he wanted. And I was like, hey, like, just wanted to let you know I got this. And he's like, wow, like, you got the wrong flavor or something.
Whoa.
And he's like, if you can change it, that would be great.
Change
Whoa.
It?
And I was How? Like, I was like, sir.
What
like,
do you mean? I'm going to go return I'm, this
so,
bottle?
So at this point, this was strike one, right? I was like, okay.
More than strike.
I was like, okay, I'm not 21. Now I need to find someone to go again
and
to the store
it.
And exchange it. So
That's
now I ask my
too
roommate.
Much.
Yeah,
no.
This is the second person I've asked.
And he knows that you're not 21, right?
Yeah, he
okay.
knows
this.
This
is
That's
trash.
Ridiculous.
This is trash already. So I'm like, I'm annoyed. I'm like, okay, so I get it done.
He's going to be drunk. What? Why does he care about the
That's
flavor?
That's so, honestly, I'm hurt.
No, honestly. And so, like, got the alcohol change. Next step is the day of. We're, like, taking off. We're about to get in this charter bus. And so I, like, put ice in the cooler, like, I have chasers, I have snacks, I have the alcohol, like, everything
Got
set.
The works.
The fucking cooler looks amazing, mm-hmm. like, I'm like, damn, I'm the best date ever. And so, first of all, this man doesn't even offer to pick me up. I have a whole ass cooler to drag across West Coast.
Oh,
no!
My God!
So, okay, no, I didn't, of course, because...
I would have, like, picked you up on the side of the street. Like, do you want to ride?
No, ma'am. I was not about to do all that for
him.
Oh,
my
goodness. So I had a friend drive me. But, like, strike number two.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, this is trash.
Like, you are not a good date. Like, you should pick me up at my place and, like, get the cooler. So, anyways, I get to the place. He's there. He, like, says hi to me kind of indirectly. I don't know. It was weird. And
you should have been like, I'm a catch.
Yeah,
yeah.
Honestly, I wish y'all could see what Nikki and Bianca like look like in real life, because I'm hurt by this. Like,
and so I get there, right, and he like doesn't even look at the cooler. He just says hello, goes talk to his friends. I'm like, bitch, like, I just worked so hard
wow.
on all of this, and then finally he comes and looks at the cooler. He's like, and but he doesn't tell him anything. He kind of like looks inside and checks what I've packed.
Whoa.
Yeah, he like checks what I've packed, and he comes over, doesn't say anything, doesn't say thank you, nothing. And I'm like, this is like strike four now. Okay.
You were past three strikes. Okay.
Yeah. And so later on, so the bus was late, so we're sitting there outside like waiting, like having
yeah
like,
I've seen those people
yeah,
outside
yeah.
before the OU
yeah
weekend.
It takes so long, buses are always running late. And so he, like, goes and checks the cooler again. And at this point, we've been waiting outside for, like, 2 hours. Like, there's a whole bunch of backstory behind this as well, but for the sake of the podcast. And then he comes over to me and he says, so the cooler is low on ice.
And
oh,
exactly
and?
That is exactly I was like,
wow.
And you
exactly,
want to go run and get some? Because I'm not going anywhere.
No, I said, and he said, so aren't you going to go buy some? And I said, that's your job.
Nuh-uh, honey.
Oh, no, I'm glad you stood up. I'm so glad you weren't like, oh, sure, I'll go get some.
No.
There's
no
way I would do that for anyone.
At this point, I literally started contemplating, like, not going for the entire weekend.
Yes, because you would be with this douche for her.
Fucking douche. Okay, so, long story short, the rest of the weekend, this guy is, like, pretty, like, fit or whatever. He really loves to work out. But basically, all weekend, I got, like, little comments. We were on the bus, and he's, like, starting to flex his muscles. I can see him in my peripheral, right?
What?
And then he looks over
I'm
at
like,
me.
I'm like, stop the bus! Stop the bus!
He looks over at me, and he's like, do you see this right now? And I was like, I literally said, see what? I was like, see what, sir? And he said, this, like, vein. And I was like, oh. And I literally did not respond, just turned my head and kept
talking. I'm about to put my over-the-ear headphones on and go to sleep.
This is trash.
Stop. And then, okay, sorry, there's, like, so much. This man kept striking, like, all weekend. So then we got to the hotel, and, like, we're pre-gaming before we go out downtown. Mm-hmm. And he, like, goes into the cooler to get, like, drinks ready and stuff. And I packed limes, right? No fucking date packs limes.
Right, that's extra.
That is so extra. Like, and I, like, cut the limes in half because, like, I just, like, squeeze them and, like, call it a day. And he literally pulls out the bag of limes, and he's like, you cut the limes wrong.
Wow. Am I your mom gonna cut off, like, the crust off your sandwich? What do you mean I cut the limes wrong?
That's...
You're drinking! Why do you care?
No, but the, like, thing is, the lime is extra. So to complain about the limes...
No, and then another thing was, next morning on our way to the carnival, someone, like, brought champagne for mimosas and stuff, and he's like, wow, that was a good idea. I wish you would have done that. And I was like, bitch, bought, like, three handles for your ass, and you're complaining that I didn't get champagne?
No, man, in the trash.
Oh, and then he finished all of his alcohol. Mm. Fucking, I bought him two handles. I bought a handle for myself, and he was like, can I have some of your vodka? And I was like, mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
No.
Good for you.
I was like, fuck no. Like, fuck you.
You already got him two. Yeah.
All weekend. Like, no. And so on the way back, I just, like, didn't talk to him. And then he was, like, kind of mad at me, and he was talking shit behind my back.
Fuck him.
And, like, he was telling everyone he was, like, upset because he thought we had something. And I, like, didn't, didn't reciprocate it. And he, like, saw the weekend going differently. And I was like, I'm sorry. When you treat someone like ass, how do you, like, see that going?
That's real, honestly. No. He didn't deserve you anyway, at all.
No.
He had no right to be upset. What an asshole, honestly.
I have never been treated so poorly in my life.
You say that's the worst you've ever been treated before?
The worst I've ever been treated. That's
terrible.
Wow. And that wasn't even the half of it, guys. Like, this story could go on forever.
Oh, that's trash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any, like, fun, interesting stories?
Like, and weird or strange.
Now
or...
I'm heated and y'all want me to.
Like, we loved it.
Let's lighten the mood.
Yeah, we love the tea that you're spilling.
Okay. Lighten the mood. Do you have anything fun?
A fun date?
I have one. Well, it was like, it wasn't really a date. So I guess I had told the guy that I didn't really want it to be a date or, like, anything weird. So this guy, he's an exchange student at UT when I met him.
Ooh. Guess we from love where? A foreign man.
Yes. From where? Where do you think?
From what country?
Yeah.
French. I mean, French. I'm so
Justin
sorry.
Justin is exposing himself.
From France. I'm so embarrassed. I meant France. I'm so sorry. France.
I wish.
He's sweating. He just wiped his forehead. I'm so embarrassed.
I wish he was French. No, he's from Australia.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, from down under, you know.
But I don't like that term.
Really? Down under? Yeah, I don't like that either. From down under.
Down under just like.
Nah. Okay, what are you going to call it? Let's just call it Australia. He's from Australia. He's a little Aussie. But yeah, that was cool. It was, like, cool meeting this guy from Australia. I was like, oh, okay. His name was Zibby.
Zibby?
Yeah.
I like that name.
Zibby's
What's
cute.
Up, Zibby?
What's up, Zibby?
That's a really cool name.
Yeah, it was just cool, like, meeting this Australian guy. We were friends, like, during that semester that he was here. He, like, had a 21st. Yeah, it was cool. Nothing too much. Hmm. Yeah. Cool meeting Australian guy.
Yeah.
That's cool. My fun date, it wasn't, like, fun. It was just, like, a really good date. This guy invited me to, like, over to his place, and he was going to make dinner for me. And so we had dinner.
Not go to someone's place. Really?
No. It wasn't.
Well, it depends on how long. For me, it depends on how long you've been talking to somebody.
Yeah, it wasn't a first date. I knew this guy, yeah.
Good, because I would never go to. What if they try and kill me?
Well, is that what you think?
Yes!
Oh, sorry,
that's what every girl thinks.
My male privilege
either,
is
like, rape or getting killed. I would never go to someone's place on a first date.
First dates, I drive myself.
Yeah, you're not picking me up. I'm not going to your place. No.
So whenever you walk in, you hear a click, click, and he locks the door. You're mine now.
I guess that's a difference on how girls and guys think. Because, like, we were both, like, that would never happen.
No, don't ever invite someone to your place.
No.
Yeah, so basically I went over to his place. He made us dinner. We had wine. It was super cute. And, like, we were watching Game of Thrones. But, like, not really watching it. It was just, like, background noise. Yeah. And so afterwards, he's like, okay, like, do you want to go do something? And it was, I was just being lazy. I don't know. And so he's like, okay, fine. We'll just, like, go chill at Zilker. So we, like, took his laptop and, like, he took a blanket and we took wine. Cute. And we just, like, literally... Zilker is this beautiful park, guys, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's in Austin and, like, overlooks the city line. And so we literally just sat in the park and, like, talked and had wine. And it was just, like, a really good get-to-know-you conversation. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed that. I don't know. And then we got kicked out by the police. Damn. We were, like, driving around the field. But until then, it was great.
See, so I would, so you would say, like, non-traditional, like, dates work best for you, right?
Or, what like, do you mean by non-traditional?
Well, traditional for me is dinner. Dinner is so basic.
I don't
want
to go to dinner. Like, I feel like that's a lot of pressure to have, like, a, you're facing the person like this, like, straight on, having a conversation. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with dinner, but it wouldn't be my ideal first date.
Well, what would you... Well,
I'd rather, like, do something. Something that gets us, like, going around places.
Not or, the
like,
movies.
No, I don't want to go to the movies. I want to, like, I don't know, see what you're into. Like, something, I don't know, maybe something interactive or, like, just walking around somewhere, like, where you're not just sitting across from each other and, like, having a conversation. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you're eating. Am I going to have to watch how I'm eating? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I, like, I'm not opposed to traditional dates, but I also don't know what I would want from a non-traditional date.
I think it's great when, like, guys have, like, some kind of creative thing, or, like, maybe they have an idea for a couple of things that we should go do.
Yeah.
I like
that. I'm not, like, super, like, weird about first dates. Like, I don't know.
I feel like if it's a good date, it's a good date.
Well, of course, y'all get a free meal, so what's not to like?
Okay, I'm not in it for the free meals, but I just really, I need... At least, as long as it's something where I can have a good conversation with you and, like, really get to know you.
I feel like conversation is really important, so I think that the setting, honestly, isn't that big of a deal. It's more of, like, how you guys interact during the date that makes the date or breaks it, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to woo me with, like, this amazing restaurant. Like, no. We could literally go to Whataburger, but...
So, yeah. Were those the good dates? Were those dates that you met the person on Tinder, or... You met them in person somehow.
Oh my gosh. Wait, sorry. No, back go to ahead, the other go ahead. One. I actually just recently went on a date. Literally, okay, so I swiped on this guy, and this is the same one who was kind of looked different in person. But anyways, he was in town for the weekend. He lives in Houston, but we both swiped, and he was an alum of UT.
Okay.
And plus. So I was like, okay, like, this man is going somewhere. So anyways, mm-hmm. we weren't going to hang out or anything, but we both ended up being at Rainy at the same time. This was whenever we actually all hung out.
Oh, that really? Same night. Yeah, wait, when was that?
To Anthem.
Yeah, when we went to...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, that night, I swiped on this guy. But we had actually been at Rainy at the same time.
Oh.
And so he was like, dang, we, like, just missed each other. And he said, well, I'm leaving tomorrow, but I'm, like, here in town to, like, pick up a dog. He's okay. like, I'm, like, adopting this dog. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, that's really sad, though, that you're heading out. And he's like, well, do you want to come with me? The dog is, like...
Oh!
Yeah. He's like...
See, something, like, fun and spontaneous. Yeah. Dogs are cute. Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, this dog was in Round Rock, so it's kind of, like, a long drive from here to Round Rock. And so... It was super non-traditional, but I really liked it. Like, I don't know. It was fun.
Yeah, sometimes, like, spur of the moment things are good, too.
Yeah. So I thought that was a cool move on his part.
And you liked it. It worked. What was... I don't even know what I asked you.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
It's okay. No, it's okay. I asked, these people that you met, were they on Tinder, or did you meet them in person somehow?
Lately, all of my people are Bumble, but... I know a lot of, like, high school people are starting to, like, come out of the woodworks and, like, try and hit me up, so.
That's strange.
I haven't been on a date or, like, a first date since July. And before that, I don't know. Before that, the person I liked, I had met in person, so.
Oh, yeah. And then I also, like, meet people from class.
Yeah. I went, like, on a few dates freshman year. I think that's when I went on, like, the most first dates, but it was only, like, four.
Mm-hmm.
Then I liked someone that I met in person at UT,
mm-hmm.
and then I went, like, on, you know, the date from July. That was, like, the last first date that I went on,
mm-hmm.
and that was from Tinder.
Right. Okay. Because my thing is, like, why are people, like, on Tinder now versus, like, traditionally just meeting somebody or, like, getting a connection from a friend, like, oh, I know this person and y'all would like really be cool, like
I think it just like expands the pool, like, yeah. And because I always would see these super cute guys on campus and I'm like, when will we ever
yeah interact? When is it going to be that kind of setting where it's like, oh, you'd go and like talk to them? Like, I feel like I see people when I'm like walking down Speedway, exactly. But I'm not going to be like,
yeah, wait, look, like, I'm single, hey,
like, yeah. Hey, I'm single, do you want to go out with me right now? I feel yeah, like it's exactly. Like not the best setting. Or if I'm in a class, like, and you don't really talk in class, and like classes at UT are pretty big, mm-hmm. Exactly. Unless you have like a discussion section where like you're getting to know someone, or it's a smaller class, mm-hmm. I feel like at least in college it's
harder.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say there's a trick though. What I do is,
are you
I,
an expert?
I don't know, but I like to help when I can. Okay. So what you should do on the first day, I know people don't want to arrive late on the first day of class, but arrive late-ish on the first day of class, take a pan of the room, see what you like, see what you don't like.
What if it's in the middle of the room, like in the middle of a row, are you going to like step over all these people?
No, I mean, like, let's say it's an auditorium style class. Well, there's, you know, those classes that are in a semicircle?
Yeah.
In the liberal arts building? I don't know if y'all have ever had a class there.
No. I think that's like the typical style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically the rooms we were in during SHPP. Mm-hmm. Like a room like that, take a pan of the room, see the people you like, see the people you think are ugly, and then sit next to the person that you think is cute.
Damn. Just that, aggressively. Like,
well, it's not aggressive. And then that way, forge a conversation, get to know them. And then if you don't like them, if their personality rubs you the wrong way, then it's fine. But I think that if...
No, like, that's a good method. But honestly, I feel like there's not cute guys in my classes. Because I've looked at them, okay? I've looked at them. Yeah. And I've looked, and there's not much there.
No, but I think in life, people usually end up with people that are, like, average looking. If you look at, like, Hugh Jackman, for example, his wife is not that cute. Like, so you probably... What a strange example. Like
I don't even know his wife looks like.
She's not, if y'all Google her, she's not, she's okay.
Maybe Childish Gambino.
I don't know what his wife looks like. I don't even know he's married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I just know she's white. That's it. Yeah. Is y'all's, on Tinder, is y'all's Instagram linked with your Tinder?
No. I'm not about that.
No.
Too personal?
Just because, like, I don't like random people following me. And if I know that I'm not going to like you, and especially, like, more people see it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even people that you don't swipe on can see it. And so, like, I don't want random people following me and then, like, sliding in my DMs. Like, no, I don't want that.
Okay. So, overall, I guess my bottom line is, does online dating work?
Mm. It can work.
I think it can. I definitely have friends who it worked out for. And I was hoping that it would be me as well.
That is not too late.
No, one of my friends, I guess now, has been, like, with a guy for, like, 3 years. She met him freshman year off of Tinder, and they've been together since then.
Yeah.
So, it can work.
My best friend, I know she's going to get married to this guy. They are the cutest couple I've ever seen. Like, they are actually goals. I don't say that about anybody.
Yeah.
You really believe it?
I really believe it.
It can work. It really can. I guess it's luck of finding someone who wants the same thing as you, and, like, finding someone you're attracted to, and, like, your personalities work together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, if you're lucky...
So online dating in 2019, we have the do's and don'ts. Y'all know what to do. Y'all know what not to do.
Hopefully it works for Justin.
It's not going to work for me.
Yeah, I gave up on online dating.
No, I gave up too.
I think everyone should try it.
My experience has not been great.
Yeah, I think it's something that people should try and see if it works for them.
It's just like not for me. I'm not good at texting.
I feel like I'd rather know someone first and be like, have that friendship foundation, you know, because I feel like in a relationship, being like friends with someone is a really like important thing.
Well, you can still be friends like meeting somebody online, though.
I guess, but like you already have that premise of we're both attracted to each other.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like when you're friends with someone, you develop that, you may develop feelings, and then like it turns into something, but you already have that foundation of a friendship that you can build on and like feel safe around them and trust them. Be able to talk to him about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So bottom line, it can work, but at the same time, it's not for everybody.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, so now let's move on to listener questions. So this week we have one question, and every week we give the person an Igbo name to make it anonymous. So what Igbo name should we give this person? Chi-Chi.
Oh my god. Say it like
No, we can call them Amarachi.
Amarachi. So this is Amarachi. So Amarachi says, this is something that's been on my mind lately since I went to a Black Student Association meeting. I'm kind of tired of all the forced wokeness. Do you think some parts of wokeness weighs down on the mentality of Africans? I think you should talk about how being Black is individual. You can be Black and not speak out, or you can be an activist or not be an activist, or you don't have to be a Democrat or certain things like that and not feel attacked by the world or angry or sad. You can be Black however you want. Just be a good person and treat people with dignity. So she wants to know our thoughts on wokeness weighing down Africans' mentality. What do you think about that?
I think that it's important to be aware of the world around you and aware of like the consequences of your actions, of the actions of the people in politics, like people that are in office, mm-hmm. and like legislation that happens that affects millions of people's lives. I think it's good to be aware of that. I feel like from there, whatever you want your role to be in that is up to you. I don't think anyone should be forced to do this or that, mm-hmm. or to act in a certain way. And if you feel like it's this thing that's weighing down on you, then take a break from it. Don't do it. Be proactive in your own way, mm-hmm. whether that's in the social interactions that you have and educating people that may not be educated about certain issues, mm-hmm. And making your own social environment better and more healthy.
Right. And I think that with the whole forced wokeness, I think that sometimes Black people feel like we should all have groupthink and that Black people are a monolith and everybody has to think the same. And I don't think that's true at all. Like, it's I think not. That it's great to be aware of everything, but me being aware doesn't mean I have to tweet about it, that I have to post about it. I'm aware of things all the time, but I can choose what not to post or what to post. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, people can be an activist in their own way. Personally, I choose to be an activist by voting. A lot of people think that their vote doesn't count.
Yeah, there are a lot of people out there who say they're woke, but they don't even
they don't vote.
So, I feel like you... When you don't vote for something, I don't feel like you have a right to say, like, this thing didn't work or did work because you didn't put your say into it. What's the point of saying, like, all these different things if you're not going to put it into action?
Right. Twitter does not do anything. It doesn't. You can scream and yell all over Twitter, but at the end of the day, it comes down to voting. And if you're not voting, then I don't think you have a right to say anything.
Your vote matters. If you don't believe your vote matters, then... I don't know. Your vote matters. Yeah. Please vote.
And with the aspect of your question about wokeness, like, messing with our mentality, I do get that. I think that to a certain degree, Black people feel, like, oppressed all the time. And for rightly so, I would say. For me, one thing that really gets me thinking is the concept of generational wealth. We know that this country has a history of prejudice and a history of discrimination. And it set Black people back, like, a few years. The concept of generational wealth, like, kind of, like, gets at me. I just think about that because, like, the process of dental school, everybody knows, is very expensive. I've talked to my white friends about, oh, how are you going to pay for dental school? And some people have told me, oh, my mima and my peepaw and my weewa and my...
Why are you talking like that?
And my yaya. Oh, they have a fund set for me to pay for all my dental school. Or we have money that's passed down from my grandfather and this is going to be able to cover my expenses. And I think about that and I'm
that
like...
That just doesn't exist for us.
It doesn't exist for, like, Black people at all or Hispanic people. Like, we don't have that generational wealth.
It's a privilege that, like, people have, and that I don't know if they're aware of how much, like, how big the differential is. Because even if, like, people like us get wealthy in our generation, we mm-hmm. don't have that, like, backup. We don't have, like, something that can be passed down mm-hmm. through our family like that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm first gen. And, like, that says a lot even in itself. Like, my parents barely graduated high school, mm-hmm. and I'm the first even among my siblings to be able to come to college, and even more so, like, I'm the first that's gonna go for a doctorate degree. Yeah. So, like,
and there's a lot of pressure that goes with that, but, like, for me, I want to be able to set something up that will, like, build my family up and, like, keep us stable. Because even if you have money, there's a difference between having money and having wealth.
Yeah, there's a difference between being rich and being wealthy.
Yeah, there's a difference between living in a house and owning that home and being able to sell it for equity and owning things and, like, making money off of it versus just, like, oh, I have this and I'm doing okay. There's mm-hmm. a big difference.
And I think that with the whole, with it weighing down on our psyche, personally, I try not to think about it too much. I think that if you're stuck thinking about stuff like that constantly, it puts you in a constant state of anger, and it's not healthy to be in that mindset. So I'm aware of the things that are, like, fucked up about this country,
but it shouldn't be on your mind 24/7. Yeah. You should have a life outside of that, because if you're constantly in that mindset, you're not going to be growing. You're going to be, like you said, mm-hmm. you're going to be stuck
and, like, super pessimistic, mm-hmm. I think too.
Yeah.
And maybe in this a state of, like, victimization. I understand that everybody is a victim in some way, but you don't want to always feel like the world is against you.
You don't want to feel like that. Go out and do something for yourself, make something of yourself, have things that make you happy, and if you need help, like, seek help.
Yeah, honestly. For sure. But that was a good question. Thank you, Amarachi. So I said that white Amarachi. Thank you for that question. So yeah, with that being said, I think that's about it for this episode.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Polar Opposites Pod. And email us, DM us your questions.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. We want to solve your problems and talk about things that people don't discuss enough. Thank you for joining us, Bianca.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
And with that being said, we'll catch you guys on the next one.